Shaman, coming to you again from Vancouver, Washington. And it is a pleasure to be with you all again. Once again, this is Ricardo Saldia with the Cyber Shaman Show. And I'm here to help reflect the light. And I support all organic life. And if you have any questions regarding the growing field of natural medicine and how to bridge the gap between traditional traditions of the religious sort and the new awakening and the remembering of our true divine calling and our true divine family, which crosses all types of borders of religions and sects and colors and languages. So, if you have a question, please feel free to give us a call here at the Cyber Shaman Show. All the information is on the computer that you use to connect to the internet. And if you have any other information that you would rather ask me in private, please feel free to email me. And you can find my information, my contact information, on my bio page, as well on my website, which is integrativebody.com. That's integrativebody.com. And I want to start today by thanking the Creator for another wonderful day. As hot as it may be where we are all at, it's something that we all need. And it's something that is good for us. It's natural. We should allow these cycles of nature to, synchronize us with nature. So don't resist it. Don't let it anger you. And if it does, just put your attention, pick up your attention, pick it up by the handles, and set it down somewhere else, somewhere that's facing the light. So my business name is Integrative Body Therapy, and I am located here in Salmon Creek, a section of Vancouver, Washington. And I work in the field of Rolfing, which is a certified technique from the Rolf Institute in Boulder, Colorado, and biofeedback, quantum biofeedback to be exact. And I use this technology in combination with the hand on therapy to facilitate change. And we cause change by working on the many dimensional aspects that make you a human being. And those are the physical and mental and the spiritual. And if you really want to address some problems and really move forward as a unit, you need to address these three components. Because if you leave one of them out, that one that you did not work on, or those that you did not work on, will disrupt your flow, and they will get in the way of the aerodynamic flow that is when you are balanced in your being. So, obviously, my message here is not to necessarily ask you to come to where I am, as even though that may be a good idea, if it's possible. But my message here is to promote the uses of these technologies, and also to stimulate deeper thought into what it is to be a human being on this planet, this time in history. I do not pretend to know all the answers, but we can usually find solutions if we work together. And there's many resources out there that are available for all of us if we decide to do it. So as I want to start today, this is going to be a different show. And I would first like to start this show today with a moment of silence. And I would like to do that in remembrance of this special time that we're in, this season of fire, where it stimulates our emotions, where it stimulates our body, stimulates our emotions in ways of stronger, more passionate emotions. Even if it's just running and rushing to get to an air-conditioned room, or to get a drink of water, or to rest in the shade. And for our body, to, you know, be good to it, to acknowledge it, to give it its space, to take care of our spirit, to recognize that this is a special time where we are meant to sweat a little bit, detox a little bit, and let the fluids and the flow of life run through us. So I will take a minute, and I hope you too, and pray to who you feel comfortable praying to, in thanks for this special day and a special time. Thank you, Creator. Aho matakiase. And thank you to all of you who could be listening out there. And this is going to be a really good show. I've been looking forward to being here today with you. And I want to talk a little bit about how to effectively and simply bring a little bit more light and enjoyment into your body, mind, and spirit. And we do this by the use, first of all, by addressing our emotions. And they are very important in the way they affect our words and our actions. And what is very interesting to know is, with all this information that's going out in the internet, on theaters with documentaries, is that now we have so much information about wellness and wholeness spirituality. It's like, how do we now assimilate this information? How do we put it in a perspective or in a context or in a medium that we can understand? Because we can basically overwhelm ourselves with this type of information and shut down for the same reasons that we were searching for a better balance of body, mind, and spirit. So what I like to deal with in working with clients is to help them establish a protocol, a way that they can maneuver and navigate through what their needs are, finding out what their needs are at that moment, and then finding the resources that address those. Because everybody's different, and it's all good and dandy to see certain documentaries all on their own, or read good books, though they are getting better, and explain how to actually practice. But sometimes we can have questions, and we need a individual in the role of a coach or the role of somebody that has been there as a guide to just answer some questions about signposts along our way. So that's what I do. And I work as a team member with individuals to help them navigate themselves through the many questions and through just the array of information that's going out there. That is why I use a system of biofeedback called quantum biofeedback, which is a very effective tool to isolate and navigate what those specific needs are and how to address those needs with what resources. My mission is to help stimulate growth and support the individual as far as the body, as far as the mind, with their emotions. And my premise is that if you do these first two central things, you will naturally ignite the desire and the information to flow into the spirit part of yourself. So I recommend that you entertain the idea that spiritual wisdom in all its grandeur is practically useless if there is no action involved. So intellectualizing all the wonderful spiritual aspects of different religions and different ways of thought will only get you so far. So it's necessary to address that vessel that holds these emotions, that is capturing and harnessing these thoughts, because it is, after all, that we are part body, and that's why we're on this planet. And quite frankly, if you're still alive right now, you're meant to be here for a reason, so you have to accept the fact that you're here to do some sort of action. So it's very important that we find this level of priority in the way we address ourselves, because otherwise we can cut short what we can really do, and we can cut short the long-lasting benefits and potential of what our true yearning is. And that's why so many people are discouraged, either as practitioners of modalities or as clients of these modalities, of natural modalities, because we do not first honor the pyramid of our human beingness, which is first physical, which is then mental, and then spiritual. It is not to say that God cannot speak to you if you are not physically in health. On the contrary, we're not saying that this will keep you away, and, you know, paraphrasing from The Course in Miracles, you know, this separation that we sometimes experience from the divine, or the separation that we give ourselves and emotions of shame and fear, is an illusion. And I strongly, strongly believe that. So it's not a question of whether you're setting your, you know, whether God is not wanting to, you know, deal with you or help you or support you in whatever condition you may be. It's more of a question, how well are you able to act upon this spiritual information that has just been downloaded onto you? So we need to look at our posture. We need to, and this is nothing new, mind you. I hope you have some kind of resonating factor with what I'm saying, because I'm not saying anything new. In fact, there's nothing new under the sun. And if you understand and have, and just take a moment to look at yourself in the mirror at how you're standing, and if you aren't able to do so now, next time you're in front of a mirror, maybe preferably a full-length mirror, you know, just look at you. See how you're standing. Are your feet facing forward? Are your shoulders reaching for your ears? Are you swaying? Are you moving to one side? Are you limping? All this shows us how imbalanced your body is. And to the degree you can maximize this bottom tier, this foundation of your beingness, being the body, that is to the extent that you will be able to fully utilize the spiritual information that is being downloaded to you. And so I want to recommend, you know, several things. There's many resources for understanding the body. Like I mentioned, my website, integrativebody.com. There's also the Rolf Institute website, which is rolf.org. And there's other types of work, like Heller work, Feldenkrais. There is the Upledger Institute, which is a cranial sacral. These forms, and there's others, but these, briefly, are some of, in my opinion, well-respected. They have shown themselves, to me personally, to be of great support to this physical body, which then takes us to the emotional state, the attitude, the way your personality reflects itself into its environment, is very important. And there's other resources like AbrahamHicks.com, Emotional Freedom Technique, a technique that has been used for the last 20 years in the field of energy psychology, is a wonderful resource. In fact, you can go to the website emofree.com. That's E-M-O-free, F-R-E-E.com. And you can find out some more information on that. If any of this information that you're listening to from me is you're not able to write it down, please feel free to give me an email or call me, and I can tell you all again about it. Or you can go onto my website under resources, and there's some links there. You can find out more about all this information. I recommend that you spend some time trying to figure out how you can better yourself in the way that is the most practical way. And I work with individuals who are dealing with some chronic pain issues, who, after all, they've been living a life that has been not in their body, and in order to make the return trip back into their body, it's a journey. Some are shorter in length than others. Some take longer than others. Healing happens when it's supposed to happen. And so you can't rush it. But what you can do is begin to educate yourself on how to address these different aspects and how to, become more responsible with how you address your whole complete being. One of the books that has really made an impact on me as of late is a book called Coconut Cures by Bruce Fife, naturopath. It tells us a lot about the natural properties of coconut. And you can find not only recipes to cook with, but also can say recipes for the body, ways to use coconut in ways that are for the skin, for example, or for the hair, or for areas of the body, orifices of the body that are inflamed. People have been using coconut oil for wellness reasons, from everything from earaches, sinus problems, hemorrhoids. And so you can find more of this information from Bruce Fife, naturopath. The name of the book is Coconut Cures. I said that today was a very special show, and I said that I was looking forward to it. And I will confess that one reason why is because today is going to be our last time together. If you have been following me for the last few months, I have been with you in full heart and mind and spirit, but I also have some preoccupations and issues that I work with outside of the radio field, of course, and my clinic dealing with the body, mind, spirit, and there are projects that have been taking some of my time from which some of my shows have not gone back-to-back, week-to-week. And so, in honor of you, my listeners, and myself, I've decided to focus more my attention on some projects that are a bit more pressing on my time. And even though I really enjoy being on the air with you all, I have prayed about this, and I have come to the conclusion that I'm being asked to step back from this avenue of beingness, if I may. And I appreciate all of you who have been listening. even though our time has been brief, and I can honestly say that I have learned a lot about how to magnify the work that I do and how to represent it better. And so I would just like to continue then by picking a card, a medical, shall you say, intuitive card from my animal deck. And the card that I have picked out is the skunk. And interestingly enough, in the description of the skunk, it talks about how to attract what you really want and how to present yourself at the level of electromagnetic frequencies, what you really want to attract. And on the flip side, what you want to repel. So if you have found yourself with good company at this moment, if you can think back on your day and think of encounters that bring a smile to your face, then that's wonderful. That's what you need to be doing. And here today on the Cyber Shaman Show, I can tell you that that's exactly where you need to be today. And just in reflection to, you know, where I am at, in reference to my dedication to Cyber Shaman Show and to the preservation and the support of synchronistic events, as the Celestine Prophecy would say. And so, if something that I say resonates with you, test it, digest it, see if it works for you, and run with it if it does. If not, just let it go. Just let it flow over your back, just like a oil-sealed fur mink coat that just lets the water just flow over. And just take the time to basically just reflect on what things you want to attract. What is there that's out there that still hasn't come into your manifestation in the physical world? What is it that's still out there that you want to attract? And if you have a real burning desire, I am able to assist you by giving you resources, by giving you information that allows you to take a step further into that which you want to do. I am very excited to be part of a movement that really encapsulates what it means to be body, mind, spirit. And I want to share that with all of you, with any of you who are listening at this time, by intention, by my own electromagnetic frequencies, that wherever you are, we may unite in this sacred and joyful purpose. And will, and may your will carry you through many obstacles and many tests, and may they make you stronger. Because at this time in history, in humankind, we need people who have a connection to their core and a connection to those desires that are divine, that lie in, within them, unused. For we are all given equal talents. We are all blessed equally with talents from our Creator. The only thing that we have to work on now is just the development of those talents. For that is something that takes attention, takes work, smart or not, smart or hard work, it does take work. And so we need to find how we can ignite this desire in these ways to manifest. And if you, any of you out there who are listening are interested in pursuing, you know, careers, or who have always wanted to help people but haven't quite found the job, or have found the job but can't get in there because of some kind of qualifications, if you are interested in, you know, having a business, having a thriving business, and yet being in this wonderful profession of natural medicine and in the natural healing world, it is possible. It is possible for you to do this. And you can start as, you know, putting as much time as you have. But there are ways. There's many different ways that you can do this. There's selling supplements. There's, for example, becoming a biofeedback therapist. You don't need a college degree. All you need is basically a willingness to learn, a spirit or personality of discipline, and basically the time. That's all you really need. And even if you have limiting amounts or varying amounts of these areas, you start where you're at. And you too can become somebody that can, you know, basically a lot of people start just by wanting to help their own family and wanting to help themselves. And then you can just take that on a step further when you feel comfortable. And if any of you are wanting to explore what this means or how you can do this, I, you know, recommend that you give me a call. I'd be happy to talk to you. I'm happy to share anything that I know with any of you who are serious or who are genuinely interested to spend some time finding out how they can put more joy into their life, more, you know, a sense of good work that still has been untapped. I personally knew and I had a desire to do the work that I am doing all my life, but it didn't just happen. It didn't just fall in my lap. I had to start and start biting on certain things, and then when that, you know, sufficed, I, you know, processed that, and then, I don't know, I became hungry still some more and began searching some more, and then the process and the cycle just continued like that. And in my opinion, that's actually the correct way, because we are given enough that we can understand or enough that we can deal with, and then we're asked to just move on forward to find something else. We're never going to reach perfection on this planet. Our choice is not to reach perfection. Our job is to reach efficiency and effectiveness. That can be attained, and that can be greatly improved. And so do not become disheartened by circumstances or factors that you think have limited you because all you got to do is look around you and see individuals who have already conquered some unsurmountable odds and done great things. Not the least to mention, you know, Albert Einstein, who, you know, flunked out of math class a few times at least, and who everybody thought was going to be just a dumb, rambling idiot. So it really should make you feel wonderful to see wonderful people all around you. And if you can't see them, then that could be part of your problem. That you don't see the goodness and the wonderful examples that are around you of life, of balance. And those things that we do not like happen, and things that we can't explain happen, and things that upset us sometimes happen. But that is not the totality of life. That is not the totality of experience here on this planet as a human being, and by no means is it a sign that you are sinful and disgusting and out of the reach of natural divine grace. In fact, yeah, don't even get me started on that, because there are many institutions, which I don't even need to get into, that do preach that. That there are certain things, that actions that can or cannot be done because otherwise you will be separated from the divine grace and the nature of divine love. I'd rather focus our time together on issues that are more supportive in vibration and that are more conducive to love and harmony. There are plenty other radio shows that you can listen to that can cause more excitement maybe for you, or there's the radio stations that can give you more controversial information and maybe even more passionate and way more fired up. But that's fine. You're more than welcome to listen to those shows and glean from them as much as possible the good information that is available, so that you can use it in action for the good. And I've just made the decision to just conduct my show and conduct my time here with you in a way that just fits my style. So if you want to really find out in a practical level how to use everything at your disposal, that being technology, that being information about traditional ancient techniques that have been around for long time, feel free to give me a call. I am aware of several and a number of different ways that you can access your intuition and access your higher calling, and that there's one way that's better than the other. It's all about finding out what is going to resonate with you, what is going to touch you. It's more about how you feel and what you bring to the table than it is about these rituals or these tools and techniques. The real magician, the real healer, is every individual who is alive at this moment. I just went into a clinic nearby my home, and the gentleman who I hadn't met before proclaimed how happy he was to have so many healers come in through the doors of this clinic, and he was making a reference to me. After I told him what I did, he was just really excited. Oh, that's so wonderful, healers. And at first that sounds good. I'll take that. And I didn't really say much, but in reflection, actually on my drive home, I was like, healer, huh? And I've never really quite felt, really jazzed about that word, about that title. And I don't think that is an accident. And the reason why I say that is because we're all healers. And to call one individual a healer over another, I think misses the real point. Because we're all healers. And these techniques and these technologies that are out there are nothing more than just a set of keys to open that lock inside of you. And why should we give that all the credit? The true jewels and the treasure is inside of you. It was put in there by the Creator himself, the infinite source of all things. And all these tools are, it's just a way for these expressions of divine light to come out of you. So I recommend that next time, you hear something like that, you think about it. How does that resonate with you? how do you feel about being empowered? How do you feel about making the choice of whether you want to be a black magician or a white magician? Does that excite you? Does that move you? Does that make you feel unworthy? Does that make you feel like it's a joke? Because there really lies a true answer of whether you really want to do what it takes to get what you really want. And it's not about, you know, claiming this God status, you know, big G or wanting to claim some kind of superiority with your intellect and your knowledge of spiritual things over people. It's more about understanding the sacredness and the specialness of who you are, you know, how that reflects on the force that created you. And that's something that I really like to reinforce, because it's the truth. And as much as I love my job, and I love my work, and I really enjoy working with the people that I work with and work for, and the people that I surround myself networking in this field, I want to believe, and I want to spread the electromagnetic frequency that the truth and the secret is already in us, and that we just need to remember that which we have forgotten, the divine breath, the divine word, and the power of that that lives in us. Many people that I've come across, as far as my clientele, really want to get better. And that is something that I can relate to. I, after all, got started on this path as a kid, son of a minister. But I didn't really start embracing what it meant to call onto this gift of freedom and choice and accepting your divinity until I got sick. I have come a long way from a time in my life where I thought that I was not going to survive. And for genetic reasons, I had people in my family, my father, my aunt, and other relatives get ill in ways that were very strange, and I was not an exception. And to make a long story short, it was a blessing in disguise. And I can look back and smile with joy as I remember my body wasting away and decomposing, and I can remember how that really got me started. Not because that's what you need, not that's because that's what everybody needs to experience, mind you, but because that's what I needed. That's the kind of feedback that I needed. I needed a bonk on the head. And you guys may be different, and bless your hearts for that. But I didn't. And so I have attracted in my practice individuals who, you know, who are in places that are difficult to be in. And I have wholeheartedly accepted and basically have stood up to attract these individuals for the simple fact that I know it can be done, and I know how much better it is to have a buddy with you on the trip. Just like in the Bible, Jesus sent away his disciples in twos. For with two in prayer, there is more. And we don't even need to get into, you know, what that could mean as far as oriental understanding of energy, yin and yang. But working with somebody is something that is really beneficial to the individual, and it can get the individual working at a situation and at a level that is very effective. So I really recommend that, because nobody can do it themselves. And whether you have a limited amount of income, or whether you feel that you've tried everybody in your neighborhood, and you're listening to this, there's something still out there for you to do. Basically, if you're still alive, there's still something for you to do, or else you'd be gone already. And that brings to light the fact that we're all still here. And yes, the world is changing. Yes, this country is changing. And there's a level that we have to accept. Nothing stays the same. In fact, we could better set our emotions and our energy in place by being in the flow instead of trying to, you know, resist the dam, resist the water that's going to be flowing through the dam. It's just counterproductive to fight against something that you cannot fight. Something that's, you know, bigger than you. But what you can do is you can stand up and voice your individuality. Yes, you can stand up and voice your concerns. And yes, you can stand up and influence others. Work with people. Work with net groups. Networks. And you can change aspects of your reality. And I still believe that there is hope for not only this country, but this world, and for all of us who are listening, and all of us who are alive and who aren't listening. So I would really like to hear from somebody out there in the audience. I think it'd be a real treat to hear from somebody on my last show. And I would be able to do a animal spread from the animal medicine cards. I'm also capable of doing some long-distance work here using technology that I use, medical astrology, coaching. If any of you have any concerns that you think that I may have the experience and the tact to work with, I encourage you to call. So let's touch on something else that is close to my heart. And that is the art of healing. The art of healing from within. And what I mean by that is by addressing the electromagnetic charge that your emotions have. And if there's something that I can leave you all with, it's the simple technique of the emotional freedom technique. This is something that every one of you who is listening can do on themselves by going on emofree.com. And I wanted to touch back on this because it's really not about me here being on the radio, and I never have thought that. For me, I've always wanted to voice out my concerns in the way that I saw. And if I have not felt the calling to continue this show, it's only because there is just something else for me to do. And we are sometimes called to do certain things at certain times and then called to do something else after that. My job here has been to enjoy myself and to just share in the sound waves my love and my joy of how it can be accomplished, how you can revive your body, mind, and spirit. And there's just really not much more I can say that is really worth talking about than really the joy and the peace that is available, that is tucked away inside, wherever you are. Not to say that you're all sick and dying, literally speaking, but metaphorically speaking, we are. We are decaying. As soon as we're born, we're starting the decaying process. And it's nothing that we need to be afraid of, something we just need to accept and just go with. So the reason why I feel that I've been called to do this show for the time that I did was to just express that. Just an opportunity for me to express what it means to me to be alive and how I can give back and say thank you and share my voice in the airwaves with people I've never seen, I've never talked to. I don't think that I'll, never do this again. But for the time being, I am, setting some time aside to, work a little bit more focused in other areas. I don't pretend to do everything and know everything. And sometimes you just have to know when's the good time to exit. You need to know when to finish conversations. You need to know when to move on. And for me, this is just a metaphorical experience, a ritual of some sort, a milestone, a rite of passage as I continue my development and I continue my pursuit of increasing the quality and quantity of my development. I hope that we get to meet again. I hope that we get to hear from each other in some way. I hope to in some way in some place run into somebody who said, "Hey, I listened to your show when it was on." I definitely don't think that this is the end of the Cyber Shaman Show. And in fact, you can still find me on MySpace. That's MySpaceCyberShaman.com. And you can continue to find access to me. And I encourage you all to do that. So let's talk a little bit more about the emotional freedom technique. It's very simple to use. People have used it for phobias. People have used it for unblocking negative thought patterns regarding anything. Anything from food to people. Yes, you can be allergic to people. And then also erasing your resistance to joy, peace, inner harmony. What it means to be in success and financial abundance. And you can develop your own list of things that you want to work on. And as you move on, you will have inspirations hit you, and you will find what else you need to write on. And you will continually find yourself with new information to integrate, new integration to clear yourself from. And so it's a never-ending process, but boy, it sure is a joyful one. And you can be abundantly in quality of health of the mind, body, spirit, and finances, for that matter, in the material world. You can have it all. You really can. Your all is different than my all. And so that's why we can all have our all. And we all have specific needs. And the universe is abundant enough. Don't let people tell you that this earth is going to hell in the handbasket. This earth's got still a lot of life in there. It doesn't mean we have to, you know, not recycle and not take care of it. But this is a young earth. This is a young planet in the solar system. And so we do have the means and the ways to continue life. And we should not be fearful of the summers and not fearful of the winters and, by golly, not fearful any other time. So don't listen to the trash and the way that people are brainwashing each other on the radio and on TV about how this world is going to hell in a handbasket. Once again, it doesn't mean that we don't have to be responsible and good stewards and not throw away trash out in the freeways and cigarette butts and all that other stuff. But what we can do is we can just live our lives in abundance, in joy, in peace. This earth is strong. This earth is natural. This earth is primal. This earth has a personality of its own, so don't worry about it. So, thank you very much for tuning into the Cyber Shaman Show. This has been a pleasure and an honor, and I hope that something that I have said and today or all my other talks has encouraged you and supported you, has somehow helped you in some way. And I leave you with a prayer of thanks, a blessing that I can share with you that has come to me from the Creator, from the Infinite Source. And I say, be well, be yourself, and may God bless you.